A grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the fatal shooting of an armed teenager, Michael Brown. Here in D.C., about 300 people peacefully protest outside the White House chanting Black Lives Matter. In other news, the body of former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry will lie in repose in the Wilson Building next week. Funeral plans for Barry are still being firmed up, and current D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray says that his office is working on an official ceremony in tribute to Barry, likely to happen next week. Montgomery County Police say a 60-year-old Gaithersburg man was the bicyclist killed in a Gaithersburg crash. Andrew Malizio was struck by a WSSC truck yesterday morning along Darnsdale Road. He died a short time later at the hospital. A 17-year-old Annapolis girl is recovering after a stray bullet hit her in the face over the weekend. She was outside the Hudson Boathouse at St. John's campus Saturday night. The girl was shot in the jaw and rushed to the hospital for surgery. She is expected to make a full recovery. A pedestrian injured in a November 8th Rockville crash has died. 45-year-old Scott Majid of Rockville was hospitalized since the accident along Rockville Pike at Halpine Road, but has passed away on Sunday. A Montgomery County Council member is introducing a bill prohibiting the use of electronic cigarettes in any public space where a traditional cigarette is currently banned. A public hearing on the bill is set for January 22nd. And there was a record-breaking warmth yesterday as temperatures reached 74 degrees at Reagan National Airport. Now, on the other hand, those planning to travel on the eve of Thanksgiving might have a hard time. Snow is included in the forecast for tomorrow for the district and surrounding areas. I'm Brittany at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to News1.com.